Tim Graham of The Athletic has just returned from Indianapolis for the annual NFL Draft Combine. Graham has become a regular at the event, where he's joined by other journalists, agents, football executives, and hundreds of college football players in an intense week of evaluation, negotiation, and discussion.
There's a particular Starbucks on the second floor of the JW Marriott. To get to Lucas Oil Stadium, you have to walk past the Starbucks to get to the stadium. I go and I set up shop in the Starbucks. I have all the Wi-Fi I need and the electricity, and I sit there and I wait for people I know to come walking by.
While that Starbucks was closed for renovation this year, Tim Graham networked, dug, and left with insight on the top stories emerging in the NFL. He says the person most in demand at the Combine was Tom Brady's agent, as speculation continues over the quarterback returning to New England next year. Progress was made on the league's collective bargaining agreement as they work to avoid a future work stoppage. And he checked in with Buffalo Bills officials as they work through a busy offseason. According to Tim Graham, the Bills will address some personnel needs in free agency before devising a strategy over which players to select in the NFL draft.
You know, in talking to general managers and scouts over the years, your scouting that you do during the college football season is what matters the most when you set your draft board. You know, you're really gauging how this player from Alabama really fares against Georgia. You need to make sure you don't get too excited about a guy because he ran a 4.3 40. There are a lot of guys who will then come into the combine and be, you know, have just a combine breakthrough performance, you know, in shorts. They call it the underwear Olympics.
Is there a notable example or examples that come to mind? Sure. Who did, like, they were great on combine day? And
the legend in this is Mike Mamula, the Western New Yorker, who had a very good career with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he wears that scarlet letter as the combine warrior because his stock skyrocketed. Vernon Golston came out of Ohio State in 2008, and I think he went fourth overall to the Jets. Maybe he went third, wherever the Jets picked, third or fourth.
It's probably pretty high as the Jets.
Yeah. That's right. Well, that's absolutely right. And the Bills probably weren't too far behind either in 2008.
They didn't take Aaron Maben that year, did they? No.
All right. So let's talk about Aaron Maben. So the Bills draft Aaron Maben. He got ready for the combine, and he couldn't hold the weight. So he showed up to the combine expanded, a lot bigger than he had been. But then he got to the Bills, and he couldn't hang on to the weight consistently. Hmm. He would work out and just keep losing the weight. Chan Gailey had a problem putting him on the field because he just wasn't big enough to play defensive end in the NFL. They right. made a mistake based on what they saw at the combine.
So you did get a chance, though, while you were at the combine to talk with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. Can you give us a thought to Bills fans about these two gentlemen who are in charge of this team?
I like them both. I respect them both as men. I think Brandon Bean is a regular guy. I think that if you did not know what Brandon Bean did for a living, you would have no idea that he is one of the 32 general managers in the NFL, and by definition, one of the more influential and powerful people in the National Football League, and has been pretty dynamic in that role since he got here. He's making trades. He obviously has good communication with other teams. There are a bunch of different teams that he's made trades with. The staff that he has compiled is really impressive. Guys like Dan Morgan and Lake Dawson and Malik Boyd and Joe Shane and Brian Gain. These are assistant executive scouts who have been GMs with other teams or are coveted to be general managers. And then Sean McDermott, I think he's intense and he is wired and he is in many ways the prototypical, maybe even stereotypical coach, but he has a presence about him. I think that Bills fans should be happy with him. He also seems to be very open-minded and willing to learn. He's not stubborn in that he feels like he knows it all.
Tim Graham, appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.